Everyone saying, at least the media and the fans are saying, this is a huge game for you. What do you guys think about it? What's your view?
I think, you know, it was a huge game for us last time. The Knicks was a huge game for us. You know, every game we play right now has got significant, you know, connotations. You know, this game, obviously, a team that we're, you know, competitive with right currently in the standings. It's, you know, we're right there, the two of us. They've played well against us and beat us. We beat them last time, so in a lot of ways, that's true. I don't think it makes our season if we win, and I don't think it, you know, decimates our season if we lose. But it's an important game.
You guys talk about home court advantage, or is that not really a?
Well, guys are all aware of it. Yeah.
Would you rather have a road advantage since you guys?
Well, we could lose tomorrow and then win out, and we'd have home court advantage. So
I'm just saying that you guys play so well on the road, maybe it doesn't make a difference to you.
yeah, we can play on the road. And play them all on the road. I don't think our fans would like that, though.
Right.
Yeah.
We always talk about the intensity ramping up at this time of year in the games. Do you notice that impacting Gordon? I mean, obviously he's played well, but do you see teams doing more, something different on him than?
Not more so than a month ago. You know, I think as you get to play teams more and more, the players even make adjustments on their own. Maybe you stay down in the shot fake more than you did the first time. You're less surprised. And, you know, teams start to game plan, you know, as they've played you more times. You have more to think about and talk about. So a little bit, but he's started to – we've seen a lot of different coverages throughout the year already.
After New York, you mentioned kind of the defensive habits being an issue in that game. Do you guys work on those today or, you know?
We work on them. Focus of practice was a little bit of everything. I mean – again, it's, you know, the important thing is to evaluate why, you know, and that's a tough game, being on a, you know, a four-game road trip and having lost a couple. So I didn't think we started the game with as much focus, but that's who we've been over the course of the year. So sometimes just kind of reacquainting yourself, reminding yourself about, you know, I got to do my job.
I wanted to ask you about something you talk about a lot, which is learning from your players.
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen? You ask them for advice, or is it just kind of things you see on the floor? Like, how does that process happen?
Sometimes, a lot of ways. It can happen during a game where, you know, a guy might say, hey, you know, I feel like I've got this situation available, or he's overplaying me, maybe we can get a back door. You know, it can happen with the defensive coverage where, you know, you have a guy that one of the guys on our team is, you know, has played a whole lot more times against him than I've coached against him. So you get some dialogue like there. Usually it's in the form of kind of a multiple choice question, as opposed to, you know, it's my job to have an idea of what we're thinking, and then I like input, you know, because it makes me think more about it. Players often have a unique perspective. So a little bit of everything. I feel like when the guys know that you've spent time thinking about it and you have a strong opinion, that makes that dialogue even more effective. It's not just asking them, hey, tell me how you want to do this. You know.
You have an unusual schedule with all these single games over the next 10 days, back and forth, back and forth. Is that a challenge in any way, or just from normal for you guys?
I mean, dry cleaning becomes a challenge, and, you know, packing, and I'm being facetious, but you get, you know, some of that you get tired of. Sometimes going on the road, if you go for two games, is easier than one in, one out. Less flight time, etc. So it's just a little different, like anything. Kind of got to adjust to it. And, you know, we're at a point in the year right now where whatever those external, you know, factors are, whether it be travel or fatigue or who you're playing or injury, that it's hard to dwell too much on them because it takes your focus away from what you have to do on the court. We're going to be a better team if we get Rodney and Fave back, but until they come back, we've got to do what we need to do. And you know, same thing with respect to travel and back-to-backs and things like that.
With 10 games left, do you plan to rest any healthy players at this point?
Well, if we had healthy players, we may be able to consider that.
Right. But of the healthy players you do.
We're in a different position than some of the teams that have elected to rest guys. You know, we're not a team that's, you know, won championships or is established even within the standings. So, you know, I think that we're always conscious of our players' health, and whether or not how we manage that, you know, is a fluid process, similar to how much we may play a guy in a given game. So it's not out of the realm of possibility, but there aren't games that we look at the schedule and say, okay, we're going to rest these guys that game. That's not something. I don't feel like we're in a position at this point where our program is to be able to do that. Selectively and Spartanly.
Rodney will be available to you, though.
I'm not a medical professional. What do you got?
As far as I know.
Rodney, basically, here's where Rodney is. Rodney's questionable, and then his minutes will be restricted based on, you know, what we see in the game. So I don't know if that's – we listen. Sometimes it's hard to know. And we're trying to give you guys the most accurate feedback. That's about as close to it as I can go.
This time of year, all your coaches obviously have their own scouts, but you start maybe looking at the, you know, 2, 3. Four.
Yeah, you do. Sometimes, depending on how it's split up, usually you want guys to be able to focus where they've got kind of a level of expertise and investment already. And then, you know, you start to get conscious of things teams are doing recently. You know, you need to be aware of calls. You know, everything from nonverbal calls to verbal calls, and then let that translate. But that's stuff that, as you know, goes on behind the scenes. You know, we don't want our players thinking about that, and we don't talk to about our players right now, obviously.
Thanks, Rodney.